Nature unleashed its wrath on Saturday as a sudden onslaught of storms and fierce winds tore through several cities, leaving at least 14 dead and over 92 injured in Punjab alone. The violent weather threw daily life into chaos, grounding flights, snapping power lines and prompting rain emergencies across multiple urban centers. According to a report issued by the Provincial Disaster Management Authority, PDMA, Punjab, the fatalities occurred in Rawalpindi, 1, Jhelum, 2, Sheikhupura, 1, Nankana Sahib, 1, Lahore, 3, Laya, 1, Jhang, 1, and Sialkot, 1, mostly due to the collapse of dilapidated structures and falling debris. Multiple mud houses were also damaged in storm-hit areas, the PDMA confirmed. Rescue operations were ramped up across Punjab, with Relief Commissioner Nabeel Javed directing all commissioners, deputy commissioners, and rescue agencies, including Rescue 1122, to remain on high alert. Affected families will receive financial compensation under the Punjab government's policy, PDMA Director General Irfan Ali Khadia said, adding that all district emergency operation centers and the provincial control room have been activated for round-the-clock monitoring. Khadia urged citizens to avoid unnecessary travel during bad weather, stay clear of power poles and hanging wires and ensure children do not venture near damaged buildings. During lightning and storm activity, stay indoors and off rooftops, he advised. In case of emergencies, citizens were urged to contact PDMA via helpline 1129. Flight disruptions. The storm severely impacted flight operations at Lahore's Allama Iqbal International Airport. Several flights were either delayed, diverted, or cancelled due to strong winds and low visibility. A Karachi-bound private airline flight was rerouted to Multan, while flights arriving from Skardu, Park 454, and Guangzhou, CZ6037, were cancelled. Another incoming flight from Karachi, 9P84, returned to its point of origin mid-air. Flights departing for Abu Dhabi and Kuala Lumpur experienced delays, while three domestic flights to Karachi were also held up. However, as weather conditions improved later in the day, air traffic resumed. Air traffic controllers cleared both domestic and international flights for landing and takeoff. Let's go alert. In the wake of the severe storm, Lahore Electric Supply Company, LESCO, declared a red alert across its network. Field teams were dispatched to restore electricity in affected areas. The storm caused significant stress on the grid, LESCO CEO Engineer Mohammed Ramzan Butt said. Butt was present at the control room alongside GM Operations Ajaz Bhatti and senior engineers. Materials were dispatched from stores to aid repair work, and Butt vowed to remain in the control room until power was restored to the last affected consumer.